Today's Radio Rookie story comes from Carlos Gonzalez. Carlos, who also goes by Chico, was born in Puerto Rico but was raised in the North Bronx. 16-year-old Chico thinks he has some better ideas than his parents for raising teenagers in New York, so he came up with his own list of rules for parents.
My mom is a strong lady. When she gets mad, she gets in your face, gets a little crazy. She comes at you with an attitude. When she does that, I just get mad and go to my room.
Because it's stupid, she just starts arguing with me the second people leave. Like the second they left, what she do? She started yelling at me, telling me to come upstairs. The hell I want to be upstairs for? I don't know. These are the moments that I can't stand my family.
Recently, I came up with my plan for the way I'm going to raise my kids. A list of rules that I think are going to help me have a stronger relationship with them. My first rule is to not yell at your kids for small things. I think arriving a little late is a little thing. Perhaps you can punish them for some time, but by yelling, parents do not help their kids.
I don't think you have to yell either.
I talked to a parenting expert named Kiki Schaefer. I thought she might have some good ideas.
Obviously, it's going to happen sometimes, but as a steady diet, I think yelling makes people turn their, listening off.
I wondered if Kiki's kids were perfect, but she said her son threw a party when she was out. Me and my brother just go to parties. Our parents will never have to deal with that type of stuff with us.
It is not necessary to yell. But sometimes, kids don't want to listen.
When my mom talks, it seems like she thinks her opinion should be valued more because she's a parent.
So the parent raises the boys because they're desperate for them to listen. The kids assume they're yelling, but it's a way for the parent to tell them that they are wrong and that they must listen.
The next rule is let your kids arrive late a couple times. I think that when I'm a parent, if I know where my kids are and who they're with, it's not going to be a problem. And if they go to a party, you can't tell them to come home at 11 when there's still, 4 hours left to a party. They're going to be a little mad if their friends tell them that the party got much better after they left.
You're thinking wrong.
I'm a parent. Out of my mom and my dad, my dad's usually the more laid-back parent.
You're a kid. I'm walking out in the street at 3 in the morning. No way.
You didn't let me finish.
No, I'm not going to let you finish. You're wrong. If you're going to let your kids to be outside at that time, you are wrong.
Looks like most of those don't agree with me. The kids should be allowed to come home later than their curfew. Not even Kiki.
You're still building up trust. And you could negotiate with them about getting that time to be later. But I think it isn't okay if you've agreed on 11 o'clock for you to come in at 2 o'clock, even if they know where you are. That's your way of showing them that, hey, I'm a reliable guy and I do what I say, even if you're having a blast with the friends. So, sorry on that one, Chico.
I do think parents should make the rules, but they should also think whether the rules are reasonable or not. When I'm a parent, if the curfew I give is reasonable and my kids break it by 2 or 3 hours, I'm going to be mad. And I'm going to give them a curfew that's earlier and not let them go out at all the next time. And I put, let your kids wear whatever they want as long as it's safe and it doesn't attract negative attention.
Wrong. You need to check what you're wearing. If you are gonna go to an interview with your pants hanging in the middle of your butt, If you dress wrong, people are gonna treat you with disrespect.
I don't think my parents really care too much whether they look cool, but whether everything is done correctly.
No son los tiempos, eso es cuestión de cultura.
It is not the times. It is a question of culture. Latinos try to protect our kids more. We try to conserve our roots, our principles, our culture. We don't like to give so many liberties. Your time will arrive. You don't have to rush or try to arrive to a stage that is not the appropriate one.
I wish my parents would have a little bit more trust in me to do the right thing and to look out for myself. I also wish they would stop sending me to store so much. Kiki said both parents and children should show gratitude towards each other. Be grateful for the things your kids do. Like if you send your kid out to the store, the supermarket all the time, say thank you and your kid's gonna know you appreciate what they're doing.
That's the same thing that I do with you. Don't say something different because I'm right.
No.
Every time that you go outside to help your mother to buy a small thing in the store, you always say thank you to you. And sometimes it's more expensive to send you to the store because you take more money than what it costs, what you're going to bring home.
No, I'm not. It's not all the things. These are not the things that I'm pointing out that I don't like that our parents do. These are the things I'm going to do.
Oh, you're going to do that?
Yes.
That's good because I'm doing that. You're learning from the big guy, and the big guy is always right.
All right. Yeah, he's right. Sometimes they say things, but it's not just little things. Little things are milk and bread, not milk, bread, soda, eggs, chicken, ham, tomatoes, lettuce, and whatever else is needed. But you can't always argue with them. Some adults demand respect from you with no reason, just because they're older. I can't just give out respect. People have to earn it from me. Like when I saw that my tuition went up, I went, damn, this is crazy. It's mad expensive. My dad has to work hard to keep me and my brother in private high schools. If my parents didn't love us and have faith in us, they wouldn't do that. If we didn't love each other, we wouldn't put up with each other, and we would just say, get out of my life, and I'm good.
And even if I get really mad, I'm going to try to understand you. In that respect, I am never going to fail you, no matter what it is. If I can try to stop you from making the same mistakes that I made, I have the right to tell you, because it will hurt you like it hurt me.
Okay, eso es todo. Gracias.
I love you.
Love you too. Maybe when I am a parent, the things I say now I disagree with, I might change them around. I'll tell my kids I thought I was going to do everything differently, and I ended up doing the same thing my parents did. My kids are probably going to say, no, I'm not going to be like you. The only way I'm going to know what kind of parent I'm going to be is to actually become one. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Carlos Gonzalez.